It's recess at the Isleta Head Start, which serves children ages 3 to 5 at the Pueblo. The program offers both educational and cultural learning like traditional dancing and language learning. Native American communities must do a 20% non-federal match for their Head Start programs in order to receive the remaining 80% of their budget from the federal government. So Isleta Pueblo uses revenues from its casino gaming for the match. But tribal officials say that is now at risk because online gaming platforms use federal regulatory loopholes to offer gaming-like services nationwide, while avoiding state gaming compacts under which tribal casinos must operate. First Lieutenant Governor for the Pueblo of Isleta, Charles Jojala, says that every gaming pueblo has similar concerns.
Coming into our state unregulated, they're not sharing any of their revenue. What people gamble, what they make, they're walking away from the state with all that money. And as far as Indian tribes go, you know, we're required.
The Trump administration has eased Biden-era regulations on prediction markets. Representative Vasquez introduced an amendment to prohibit sports betting using prediction market models. He also co-sponsored another bill that would prohibit members of Congress and the administration from entering into contracts. He says if they don't prohibit this, it's going to lead to corruption issues.
Because now you're able to make predictions or bets on things like world events, on legislation passing, on what the president is going to do tomorrow, on what the Supreme Court case is going to decide on a case that they have before them.
Councilwoman for the Pueblo, Eulala Lucero, says this will directly impact the Pueblo's children.
This is the forefront of the foundation of their future, and it's developing their knowledge, their awareness, so that they can be stronger as they go into their next phases of education.
Vasquez says that online gaming is a clear violation and overstep of the rules that currently exist, and it will be one of his top priorities this year. For National Native News, I'm Jeanette Didios.